Undocumented immigrants in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia without criminal convictions are more prone to arrest by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement than in any of the other 23 ICE jurisdictions in the country. That contention is substantiated in a new series of articles in ProPublica, co-published with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Joining me to lay out the case is study co-author Dale Russakoff. Dale, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Is there a correlation between the number of arrests and the undocumented population in these three states?
Well, actually, the interesting point is that Pennsylvania, which has the largest undocumented population of any of those three states, is the 16th largest in the country. So in other words, it should be a lot lower relative to other regions than it is.
And again, it's the Philadelphia ICE office that encompasses this jurisdiction that also includes Delaware and West Virginia.
Right. Like, so regions like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago all have far larger populations of undocumented immigrants, and yet they had smaller, and in some cases much smaller, numbers of non-criminals being arrested.
Yet presumably all of those districts aforementioned, including Philadelphia, are acting in accordance with President Donald Trump, who shortly after his inauguration issued what was called an executive order enhancing public safety in the interior of the United States. Why is the Philadelphia region an outlier in terms of the number of arrests?
Well, you know, we were not allowed to interview anyone in the ICE office in Philadelphia or anyone in the national office on the record about this. So we don't have a simple, direct answer to that question. One of them, we think, is that there's a lot of pressure on the Philadelphia regional office of ICE to produce more arrests because of the ongoing tension between the city of Philadelphia and the Trump administration over Philadelphia's status as a sanctuary city. Another thing that we think is at work is that we found a lot of collaboration between state troopers who are not authorized to enforce immigration law, but informally helping ICE round up undocumented immigrants by holding people without a warrant when they stop them for a traffic infraction until ICE shows up, sometimes hours at a time, which is a practice that even the district attorney in Pittsburgh has said potentially opens them up to a lawsuit for violating someone's right against search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment.
Are these the actions of rogue officers, or is it you're finding that it's the official policy of local or state police?
Well, we didn't find that it was the official policy, but what we were struck by is that the state police in Pennsylvania do not have any guidelines at all for how to interact with undocumented immigrants when an officer, say, stops them on the highway for a traffic infraction. We found one trooper in particular who had turned 19 people over to ICE, and that was only the numbers that we were able to find after stopping them for things as minor as, you know, having slightly tinted windows. We found that he was also stopping people who were Hispanic, who were American citizens, and demanding their papers from them.
What recourse does an undocumented immigrant have if he or she feels they've been arrested unfairly?
The only thing they can do is go into federal court and file a civil rights claim. A number of people who cases that we found out about, who were stopped under these circumstances and held for long periods of time by the state police, went into immigration court and filed a constitutional challenge. And the immigration court is a civil court, not a criminal court. And so if you allege in immigration court that your Fourth Amendment rights were violated, that doesn't matter in immigration court unless you can prove that the violation was egregious.
What alerted you to explore this issue? And as a result, what is perhaps most revealing or surprising along the way collecting this data?
Well, what alerted us was we just set out very early in the Trump administration to try to look at a way that we could write about how immigration enforcement was changing and how life in various communities in the country was changing as a result of it. But it was very, very early on. And we looked at the press releases that different ICE regions were putting out as they conducted regional operations. We found right away that the Philadelphia region stood out for this disproportionate number of people without criminal records who were being arrested. And we just thought, you know, that's really striking. We'd like to see, we'd like to look into that. What is that like? You know, what does that feel like to be in the middle of that? What are the policies that allow that to happen? What are the factors in you know, a region that allow that to happen?
Dale Russikoff, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's ProPublica reporter Dale Russikoff.